Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
1 Corinthians chapter 2 and then verse 13 is where we are going to take our text. It says that these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible is telling us about comparing spiritual things with spiritual. It didn't say we should compare spiritual people. It said that we should compare spiritual things. And that is what we have been doing for about 2 or 3 weeks or so. Because you can either pray in a kingdom way or in a religious way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you pray in a kingdom way, you are glorifying what Jesus Christ came to do and to teach us, and what he is doing right now at the right hand side of the Father. If you pray in a religious way, you are praying like a normal fallen man who is plagued with problems and who calls upon God for help. So kingdom prayers are really prayers that God instituted before the fall of man. So God will come to Adam and Eve, and then he will talk with them. The voice of God will talk to them, and they will also talk to God. That was prayer then. But when sin came and mankind fell, mankind was plagued with a lot of problems. And so the Bible says that men began to call upon the name of the Lord. It was in the midst of problems that men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Wow. Before then, mankind was very well provided for, yet still they were conversing with God and they were praying to God. So even now, when you pray, you should not just focus on your needs or getting property or some things from God, but you must focus on the person of God. That is kingdom praying. So you can pray like before the fall or after the fall. When the Lord Jesus Christ came, he took us to the beginning, the first kingdom era, so that we will pray like before the fall of man. And that is the kind of prayers that we must get back to as the church of the Lord. Because those prayers are superior prayers. They are superior prayers, and we will soon learn why they are. So both religious praying and kingdom praying is to God, and they are both spiritual. But one is superior to the other. And I'm going to show you why one is superior to the other. That is why the Bible tells us that through the help of the Holy Spirit, we can take two spiritual activities or spiritual things and compare them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot compare apples with gravels. So when the Bible says that comparing spiritual things with spiritual, he is just telling you that there are certain spiritual things there which have got some alternatives also, and they are about the same, and you can compare them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you are supposed to compare, please understand that you are going to compare things that look alike, but one is better, one is superior. Kingdom prayers are superior. The Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 3, Paul says that I press towards the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul says that he is always longing that he will get the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, God has called all of us with a high calling. That high calling is the heavenly calling. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1 tells us that, holy brethren, we should consider Jesus, who has been called to the heavenly calling. And we are partakers of that heavenly calling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, kingdom prayers are upward prayers. They are prayers that belong to the heavenly kingdom of God, that must be prayed on the earthly kingdom of God, so that we get the prize of kingdom prayers. Because when you get a prize or the reward from kingdom prayers, it is the ultimate you can ever get. And that is really where God has called us to. He has called us to kingdom life. And he has called us to kingdom prayers, which are part of kingdom life, which are part of the upward call of God. And this call is in Christ Jesus. That is why you cannot pray kingdom prayers if you eclipse Jesus and the way he prayed on earth and the way he prays in heaven. The Bible says, consider him. So I want to take you on a journey through the Bible so that you get to see why you must pray kingdom prayers. Why why you must lift up your prayer life from the normal way that everybody is crying upon the name of the Lord. Because those answers to such prayers, because they are inferior in nature, the devil can touch it. It's like you have gotten an imitation. The original life is a kingdom life. If you have an imitation, it looks like the kingdom life. But you see, that one can fade very easily in the midst of pressures of life, just because it's an inferior product. Ladies and gentlemen, only kingdom answers is good for you. You are worth more than imitation goods. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number one reason why we must pray kingdom prayers is because it is through kingdom prayers that you can obtain things from the heavenly kingdom of God for the answers to endure the storms and the rains and the floods of this world. And this kind of answers that you get from kingdom prayers, it even endures the judgment of God. And it becomes like a pillar or a monument in the kingdom future. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, whilst you are there, and then verse number 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13, the Bible says that each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. He is talking to believers, that our works, what we are doing on earth, the prayers that we are praying, the answers we have, whether the answer is prosperity, whether the answer is a wonderful looking marriage, a wonderful looking ministry, a wonderful looking children, the Bible says that each one's work will become clear, because the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work that he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible is talking to believers over here, that God is going to check every one of the answers, our prosperity, everything that we can boast about that God gave us. Although we will say here that God gave us, God is going to check it to see what sort it is. He's going to check whether it aligns to the foundation called Jesus. He's going to check, does it agree with the way Jesus did it? Because Jesus is the one who modeled a life that pleases God, including a prayer life that pleases God. So all our work must be quality. All our prayers must be quality. They must be said that they are in synchronization. They agree with the way that Jesus Christ taught us. They agree with his person, his principles, and what he did. He performed on the cross for us. Then it passes the quality test. And those answers will go with you. You are already saved though, but they will go with you into the kingdom future.
Wow.
Otherwise, they will be bent. And you will go alone. And the millennium rule of Jesus will not recognize those things that you successfully, in inverted commas, accomplish as a minister, as a believer, as a human being. Jesus is concerned.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Now, this life that we are leading becomes the beginning of our kingdom life. So that we become kingdom minded now. And we pray kingdom prayers now. So that the kingdom future will not be a new thing to us at all. We just walk into it. It's just a continuation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 16, that I have ordained you to go and bear fruit that remains. Jesus is concerned about our fruit remaining. Remaining to what? Remaining on this earth. Ladies and gentlemen, remaining as a kingdom monument forever. And he linked it to prayer. He said, if you do this, whatever you ask the Heavenly Father, he will give it to you. So I want you to understand that God wants us to pray kingdom prayers that agrees with the way Jesus Christ did it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because anything that is born of the Father, the world cannot overcome it. But that which is born of man, like religious praying, the world will overcome it. I said the world will overcome it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Religion is shakeable. But the kingdom endures forever.
Hallelujah.
So the Bible says that we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace. Let us have grace. Let us have grace. Let there be grace in your life by which you can serve God acceptably. Because our God is a consuming fire. Can you see the fire of judgment that will try each man's work? It will check the answers that you receive to your prayers. If they have gotten the kingdom way, it cannot be shaken. But if it is through the religious way, the devil can touch it on earth. If even he doesn't touch it, the fire, God is a consuming fire. It was not spoken to unbelievers. If you have an original something, if it passes through the fire, like gold, original pure gold, it becomes better. But if it is yellowish or golden, but it is an imitation. It passes through the fire. Ladies and gentlemen, it will not become better. It will not endure. It will rather destroy. I don't know about you. I'm very concerned about not working and just the work getting in vain. I'm concerned about the thing remaining and making a mark even into the kingdom future. That is why I'm teaching you this. The second reason why we must do kingdom praying is that kingdom praying shows your dependence on God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, your dependence on God does not stop when your needs are met. You pray and you tell God your needs, and then He meets those needs, and then you don't pray again, because now you have prospered, your family is doing well, everything about you is wonderful, so you don't even have needs. You don't even have needs. That is religious praying that you don't need to do, or you don't need to do when you all your needs are met. But in the kingdom system of Jesus, when all your needs are met, when God has blessed you so much, that is where prayer really starts. When all the needs of Adam and Eve were met before the fall, that was when they were having fellowshiping with God. So prayer is not for poor people. Kingdom prayer is for everybody, the rich, the poor, the anointed, whoever you are. Kingdom prayer is for you. Because in the kingdom system, everything you have, from yourself to your wife to your children to your property to your name to whatever thing you can get on this earth, it belongs to God. You are just somebody who is looking after it. And so you must always go to the owner of the blessing and ask him, what do you want me to do with this money? What do you want me to do with this name? What do you want me to do with this education? What shall I do with this intelligence? Ladies and gentlemen, you need to go to God when all your needs are met, so that He will direct the use of His own property. That is why in kingdom praying, it shows our dependence on God. It was in the Old Testament system, when God had a part of what you had, we call it the tithe. We call it the firstborn. God said, all the firstborns are mine. The rest are for you. God said, the tithe is mine. The 9/10 is for you. But in a kingdom system, ladies and gentlemen, 100% belongs to God. The Bible says that you are not your own, you have been bought with a price. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you have to let the owner who has bought you show you what to do. The Old Testament, from Abraham to whoever, they had not been bought with a price. If they were just paying a tithe, and we have a better covenant. I don't know why we are struggling with tithes. It is the least you can do. Shame on the kingdom believer who thinks that I have paid my tithe. The rest, God said, it is my portion. Solomon said that thing because he had not been bought with a price. So, ladies and gentlemen, show your dependence on God. When you have money, you pray, God gives you the money has come. Please don't just run off with the money to go and do whatever you want. You have to ask God. I said you have to ask God. Please also understand the battles and the troubles that the devil brings to you, they are not really against you. I said they are not really against you. I want you to understand the battles of your life, or the troubles of your life. Because, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Satan troubles you because he wants to get at God. But since God is beyond him, what he does is that he comes after you, who is made in the image of God. But God knows that the devil is attacking you with problems in whatever aspect of your life, because he wants to spite him. Because he wants to spite the cross. Because he wants to fight Jesus. But he knows he cannot fight Jesus. So he comes after the people that Jesus has called his own. What this one means is that God has an interest in the troubles of your life. Since it is really meant to embarrass him, not you. I said God wants to embarrass, the devil wants to embarrass God, not you. You are a small fly. Have you ever thought about it? Why are we caught in this crossfire? It's like God is here, the devil is here, we are in the middle, and then the fire, you know, the devil cannot throw it at God, and so he will throw it at you in order to get to God. So God wants you to give him the chance to enter, get away from where he is, enter where the bullets are, and save all of them and reverse them for you.
Hallelujah!
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.